This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we have completed 1/3 of the month of Ramadan. Tonight is night number 11. 1/3 gone, 2/3 to go. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that which we've done thus far, that third, how quickly it has gone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the next 2/3 to be even better and more blessed for us. Ameen. And it's with that introduction that we begin tonight's lecture. Tonight's tafsir is of course of Suratul Qadr, the surah of the night of Qadr, the night of destiny, the surah of destiny, which is only applicable to the month of Ramadan. And we, inshallah, are on the verge of receiving this night. And it is the holiest night of the year. If you look at your calendar, and all of us, we circle the important events for the year. Very important, the anniversary must be circled, or you're in trouble. You circle, you know, someone's graduation or the deadlines. But this deadline is the biggest and most important date on the calendar for you, for all of us. Your life, your death, your rizq, your Jannah, your Jahannam, everything is dependent on this night and obtaining this night, subhanAllah. Everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this surah. And if we remember, the previous surah, Suratul Alaq, was about, it started off with the Iqra, the revelation of the Quran, right? It is the beginning of revelation. Here Allah begins the surah, so the link of these two surahs are quite clear. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Inna, verily we sent it down during the night of Qadr, during the night of Al-Qadr. We sent it down, it being the Quran, unanimously, on the night of Al-Qadr. A couple of points to note from this ayah. Anzala, if you look at the English, it says revealed. If you look at the word nazzala, it means revealed in English. But in Arabic, these two words are very different. Nazzala is a staged revelation, step-by-step piece revelation. Anzala is one direct revelation. Now, one might say this doesn't make sense, because we know that the Quran was revealed in stages in 23 years. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not talking in this ayah about the revelation of the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran was revealed before that in one go, in one complete revelation. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu explains that the Quran went through a number of revelations. The first being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always had the Quran with himself in his infinite knowledge. And then it was transcribed by the qalam, that pen that we spoke about yesterday. It was transcribed in a book, Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz. And then on a special night, Laylatul Qadr, the entire Quran was sent down to the lower Sama, in a place called Bayt al-Izzah, like a library in the Sama. And that happened on this night called Laylatul Qadr, on this night of power and destiny. And it was from that point, over a period of 23 years, that the Quran was revealed in stages. So Allah is talking about its original revelation, from the Sama up high, the entire revelation down to the lowest Sama. And you know, the first creations to really notice this were the jinn. In Suratul Jinn, the jinn tell the Prophet ﷺ that we found the skies, muli'at kharasan, that the skies all of a sudden, the samawat, the jinn could travel slightly above our world. They found that the heavens were extremely well fortified. All of a sudden, there were many angels around and they could no longer steal the hearing that they used to do, because the Quran had now begun its revelation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran on one specific night in one go from himself down to the lower Sama. And then from there, over a period of 23 years, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would come and send bits and pieces to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah says, we sent it down in fi laylatil qadr, the night of al-qadr. What does the word qadr mean? Linguistically, qaddara yuqaddiru, it is to estimate or to measure. It is to decree. Like when you're pouring out something, we give each one his share of measurement. So it is the night in which the measures, the decrees, the destinies of every single person, his rizq, his life, his calamities, his happiness, his sadness, the rain, the drought, death and life and Jannah and Jahannam is dealt out. Now we know one of the six pillars of our iman is to believe in Allah's predestination, that Allah wills everything in the future. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this knowledge of the future known each year to the angels on Laylatul Qadr. So Allah knows the future, and He knows what will happen for the next million, 10 million, billion years. The angels don't know that. Malikul Maut does not know whose arwah he's going to pull. He only gets a budget, a list, once every year. These are the names of all the people whose souls you're going to pull. Their times, their locations, how they're going to die. This is for you, Malikul Maut. The angel of the rain, these are the places where the rain is going to come. They only receive their commands, their instructions on a specific night once a year, where all the angels congregate and they get this budget from Allah. Allah mentions this in Surah Dukhan, that Allah sent the Quran down on a blessed night. And on that night, Yufraq, Allah makes clear every command, every decree, every determination, every decision of Allah, Hakim, that is done with wisdom. So it's on this night when the angels will receive their budgets. On this night, and it coincided with the revelation of the Quran. And every year this night comes, and one specific night in one year, Allah sent the entire Quran down. So Allah says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Now Allah is Himself giving the tafsir. Allah says, I'm explaining to you this night is so holy. I call it the night of power, the night of destiny. And I want to make it even more firm in your mind. What is this night? Or what is the significance of this night? Or how mighty is this night? Allah wants to go a step further to explain to you what this night is. Laylatul Qadr, the night of Al-Qadr, khayrun min alfi shahr. It is better and greater than 1,000 months. And what this means is, there's a hadith, there are many a hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ spoke to the Sahaba about people of the previous nations, that there was a man who fought jihad for 1,000 months. And at night, he would not let a night go by without making tahajjud. And another man who would fast 1,000 months non-stop, and then he would wake up at night in jihad. So Sahaba said, subhanAllah, how can we compete? 1,000 months is 83 years. Where will we be? Look at the Sahaba. We compete just to get into Jannah. Ya Allah, just put me in the basement, the parking lot, the toilet of Jannah. Just get me there. Sahaba wants to... How are we going to compete to get to the highest levels of Jannah where people lived longer and they got to make more ibadat? So as a gift, one of the exclusive gifts that Allah gave to this ummah was that even though Laylatul Qadr came in the previous generations, Allah gave to us, whoever captures this night in ibadah and worship, and you are devoted in that night in ibadah, then Allah will give you the reward of 1,000 months of continuous fasting, continuous jihad, continuous salah, continuous charity. Allah says it will be even more than that. You will get an entire lifetime of good deeds. You will get, now if we were to live 80 years, we don't know how much sin we would do in that 80 years. But Allah says, I will give you a full lifetime of good deeds if you make ibadah on that night. This is exclusive for this ummah. But let me make this more relevant to us to understand. Your boss tells you, there's a night in this month, I would want you to work from Maghrib until Fajr on that night. And if you do that, I'm going to give you your salary 1,000 months worth. So put that salary, imagine your salary, don't shout it out. Think about your monthly salary in your mind, add 3 zeros. Your boss says, for one night, you work 12 hours, I'm going to give you that amount. If you earn 10,000 rand, he's going to give you 10 million rand. Yes, is my maths correct? If your salary is 10,000 rand, I'm going to give you 10 million rand if you work properly, correctly that night from Maghrib until Fajr. How will you work? You won't look at your phone. You won't dare put on the TV. You won't even take your mind on anything besides this job. You will make sure you make no mistakes. And that night is coming now. It is on its way. The next 3 weeks, that night is coming. That night is coming. For every one of us. Allah didn't say only for the Sahaba. or the Anbiya, it is for every single one of us. 1,000 months, a lifetime. And if Allah said, if that's not good enough for you, you're still not impressed with that, then also, not only will you get a lifetime of good deeds, Allah will also remove all your sins of the past life. You get no sin if you, and the Prophet says, whoever makes salah on that night, he didn't say make the whole night in salah, he just stood one rak'ah with pure iman, with sincerity, he cried for Allah maybe. Truly he cried for Allah with iman, all your sins are forgiven. In one of these nights. Therefore don't let a single night in these nights of Ramadan go without salah. And on top of that, it's the night of decree, where even though the decrees are coming from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the opportunity of dua. That until that budget is given, there's still room for you to change it. The Prophet ﷺ says, whoever wants his life and his rizq to be increased, keep family ties. Whoever wants to avoid calamities, make dua. Even though the rain might not have been written for us, through the duas, Allah might send it. Remember, Allah wrote all kinds of probabilities, every scenario. Whichever one could occur is with Allah. And through our duas, we might activate a certain path. That night is coming in the next 2-3 weeks. So Allah says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. And it's so powerful that night, that even the angels, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. That the angels and the ruh here means Jibreel, doesn't mean the dead spirits. Similarly, in Surah Amma Yatasa'alun, يَوْمَ يَكُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَ Malaika, the day when Jibreel and the angels will stand waiting for Allah. So yeah, Allah says, this night is so holy that even the angels who are in the highest samawat, they want to be on the earth. Because the holiest place in the universe is going to be on this dunya at that night. That the angels come down and Jibreel. Now Jibreel only comes down for very specific functions. In fact, Allah calls Jibreel that he has a place close to the arsh, that his standing position is some section close to the throne of Allah. But even Jibreel will ask Allah for permission to come down to the dunya. Now the angels love to be in the presence of barakah and mercy and the remembrance of Allah. So much mercy and barakah will come down on that night to the dunya that the angels will prefer to come to the dunya than be up close to the arsh. So Allah says the malaika and the ruh, Jibreel used to come down on Laylatul Qadr to bring the Quran. Now he's just coming down out of that sunnah. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ with the permission of Allah. Meaning the angels don't do anything. They're going to ask Allah, Ya Allah, please let us go down to that masjid, Masjid Burhan al-Islam. To that masjid, Awwal Masjid. Whatever it might be, we want to be there. And subhanAllah, some people don't come. Jibreel will leave his position at the arsh to come down to our masajid. Min kulli amr, and they will have their decrees, they will have their list of what is meant, they've got their budget with them. Salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr. The ulama mentioned the salam is the angel saying assalamu alaikum to the people. That they are so eager to meet us in our ibadat that we are getting conferred a favor which no previous nation or creation received. They are coming to give the glad tidings to you, salam. Like someone graduating, you want to shake his hand and say mabruk. I'm happy for you. The angels are going to come down saying salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr, until the fajr, until the dawn of fajr occurs, and then the angels will return back to Allah. So when is this night of Laylatul Qadr? And in reality, we don't know for sure. And the Prophet ﷺ, initially he made itikaf the first 10 nights, and then it was seen, he said, then he was shown that it's not in the first 10 nights. Then he made itikaf in the second 10 nights, the second, third of the month. And then he said he could see himself, you know, making salah, and there was a bit of mud, and it would be in the last 10 nights. And a specific night occurred when he was making salah in the masjid, and the roof, and subhanAllah, this is the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, masjid Nabawi, part of the leaves that was covering the roof blew away, and the rain fell down, and when he made sujood, his head was covered in a bit of mud, and that was the night of Laylatul Qadr. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make it easier on the ummah, and also not to give us that false, you know, imagination that if you leave the entire month without any ibadah, and you just pitch up for one night, you'll get the full month. It doesn't work that way. It's not going to happen like that. Allah is not going to let the guy who's been making salah and taraweeh the entire month and the other guy who just pitches up for one night to get the same rewards, never. So the Prophet said, to make it at least easier for us, that Laylatul Qadr can occur any month, any night of Ramadan, but it is more likely, most likely to occur in the last 10 nights and in the odd 10 and the odd ones. So really the 5 nights which must not ever be missed is the 21st of Ramadan, the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th and the 29th, very important. 29th gets forgotten. After the 27th, Khatam al-Quran, people get the khufaz, get the slavats, whatever it is, and that's the end of it. Ramadan is done. No, Laylatul Qadr could be the 29th. And in fact, many of the scholars, even Bukhari and Imam Shafi, I'm not mistaken, said the 17th of Ramadan, so many great things happen on the 17th. Battle of Badr occurred on the 17th of Ramadan. Many great things occurred on the 17th of Ramadan. So every night is applicable, but out of the mercy of Allah, he said at least, the Prophet encouraged us, at least the last 10 nights. And it would be so important that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wouldn't sleep those 10 nights. He wouldn't spend time even with his family as he usually did, because it's purely for ibadah. Every second is vital. Every second of that reward is vital. So inshallah, let's gear up for that. This middle 10 nights usually gets missing of Ramadan. This is where the hard part of Ramadan is. And inshallah, we build ourselves up. And you make dua in these 10 nights to give you the strength for the last 10 nights. And Allah grant us all the blessings and khair and barakah of this month, and specifically Laylatul Qadr, and the dua of Laylatul Qadr, in that we're going to recite as much as you can. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. O Allah, verily you are the oft pardoning. You love to pardon, so pardon us. We'll repeat the surah again, inshallah, on the 20th night of Ramadan, just to remind us about what's available for us. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll discuss Surah Al-Bayyinah, very, very difficult surah to tafsir, but inshallah, we'll do what we can. And then as for the quiz last night, we said, who is the Fir'aun of this ummah? The Prophet ﷺ called Abu Jahl the Fir'aun of this ummah, and his real name was Amr ibn Hisham. That was his real name. He wasn't Abu Lahab, he wasn't Al-Walid. Who was Umayyah ibn Khalaf? The one who tortured Bilal. That was his name, Umayyah ibn Khalaf. Okay, tonight's question, Laylatul Qadr is better than 8 months, 100 months, 800 months, 83.33 years. Inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa sallim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.